Well, last week it was Thor, right, guys?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This week, boy, there's a real turn. The movie everyone's talking about, Bridesmaids.
You remember my cousin Rita?
Rita.
Annie.
Hi.
Oh, I haven't seen you since you graduated high school.
Oh, my gosh.
She has three kids now.
Three boys.
Wow.
So cute. They are cute, but when they reach that age,
they're disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible. Do you get where I'm going with that?
It's Maya Rudolph, Kristen Wiig, and Wendy McClendon Covey, a part of the cast of Bridesmaids, the new ensemble comedy, which is interesting in that it's a Judd Apatow movie, right?
Produced, mm-hmm. Yes.
And all female voices you're hearing there in the clip. Joining us now, of course, Kristen Meinzer and Rafer Guzman of the Movie Date podcast here at The Takeaway. And Rafer, of course, is film critic for Newsday as well. You know, what's your headline on this movie? Bridesmaids, a lot of girls, Judd Apatow. It's got to be raunchy.
It's very raunchy. It's maybe the first all female gross out comedy that I can think of. I mean, it's really close to Fairley Brothers proportions, I think, in a lot of ways, which is interesting because I just don't think you see women doing that kind of stuff very much.
And probably because who would want to, right? that's a good thing. But let's talk a little bit about Apatow's career. He needs a hit with Bridesmaids here, even though he's very, very successful. This would be a turn for him. And I would think that a lot of women might have a thing or two to say to him after all he's done to women over the course of his career. Kristen?
Yeah. He's done a lot of bromances where the women's job is to be not funny, but to be the peacekeeper, the keeper of civility, the boring person who says, now, John, let's just rein this in and be a little bit more well-behaved here. And it's really tiresome to watch as a woman after a while. How many times over do we get to see men be funny and women be really stiff and boring?
All right, so it's a whole different world in Bridesmaids. What did you think, Kristen?
I am a little bit irritated by Kristen Wiig already, and so it was hard for me to watch a movie where she's on screen as much as she is. But as far as the movie itself, I know a lot of people are saying this is a great feminist leap forward, equal opportunity, throwing up and diarrhea. But I can't say that I agree with that. I don't think that the throwing up and the diarrhea make this a feminist film.
All right, so it's not feminist, according to Kristen Meinzer, but it is funny, and the character of Kristen Wiig is not sympathetic, in your view.
I think that she's sympathetic. I just think she's a little too irritating for me. But, I mean, overall, I would recommend it rather than say not to see it.
All right, Rafer?
I totally disagree. I think the movie is really funny, and I thought Kristen Wiig was great, and I thought she was really charming and sympathetic and believable. And I think part of the reason for that is because she spends the entire 2 hours of the film just going through one humiliation after another. There's partial nudity, there's the fondue fountain, there's all these, you know, these things that she's being subjected to. And I feel like that's kind of what you want from comedy. You go to see people, you know, enduring life's humiliations. And I think it's great to see a woman doing that on screen. You don't see it enough.
All right, let's explore this feminist business just a little bit more. But first, the premise of the film is a kind of Dirty Dozen bridesmaid team is assembled for wacky reasons particular wedding, right?
That's how they're pitching. I mean, if you look at the poster, they've kind of Reservoir Dogged the bridesmaids party, right? Mm-hmm. Which a friend of mine, a male friend of mine, loves the poster. And he's been saying to me that he really wants to see the film. And I think that's interesting that a guy would go see this all-female comedy. But the film actually, when you really get into the plot, is more about one woman's insecurities about being single and jobless and her future's kind of falling apart while she's trying to help her friend, Maya Rudolph, who's getting married in this beautiful, fancy wedding, which makes it sound like more of a conventional chick flick or more of a conventional romantic comedy.
But the outrageousness of it is a sign of female empowerment. Are you buying any of this, Kristen?
I think if there's any female empowerment at all, it's that Kristen Wiig, with all of her downward spiral sadness in the movie, she actually does, through a pep talk of another one of the bridesmaids, end up rescuing herself rather than relying on one of the two small male characters in the film rescuing her. And that's the most feminist thing about it. Look, she did it herself. That's great.
Now, this is also written by Kristen
Wiig.
Right.
Yes.
And as a script, what do you think, Rafer?
I think it's really funny. And I think her character, granted, we've seen it before. You know, she's 30-ish. She's single. You know, she's got this John Hamm plays her kind of lousy boyfriend, which I think is funny. So we've seen some of that stuff before. But I think that one of the things I liked about this movie was that for all the gross outness, it's got a real heart. I think it's got real heart and real sensitivity to it. And I like that about it.
And we've come a long way since Blazing Saddles, sort of, scatological jokes.
I suppose. Well, if anything, we've pushed the envelope even farther, haven't we?
Much further.
Yeah,
yes.
There's no envelope. It's all email at this point. Right. Kristen, final thoughts? Moms should take their daughters to this?
I think people will enjoy it if they see it. But one last thing I want to say is a lot of people are saying this is the great feminist step forward, partly because men will go to see this without their wives or girlfriends along. And I say to that, let's stop worrying whether or not men will see movies. 55% of tickets are bought by women. Let's start catering more to the women who are paying for the tickets.
What would Gertrude Stein say? I just don't know.
How many more romantic comedies do you want, Kristen? There are plenty.
All romantic comedies.
You want to guess box office? Either of you two want to guess box office before we go?
I don't know about numbers, but I am going to say that I think this film is really going to have legs. In fact, I was just thinking about. I think The Hangover
60
is
million.
Going to be. I think The Hangover will be the big comedy this summer. But I wonder if after the two films are released, if Bridesmaids won't have more love.
The high bar is 82 million. Fast and Furious 5. Kristen, you want to guess?
You know, it's harder for comedies to make that kind of money. I'll say 60.
60. Kristen Meinzer says 60. Rafer Guzman says has legs.
I punted.
Wuss, yeah. Film critic for Newsday, Takeaway movie contributor, and co-host of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast, Kristen Meinzer and Rafer Guzman. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Go see Bridesmaids this weekend.